Bravo Saturday with Sarah and Ed, with destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Welcome back into studio. Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn. Ed Finn Travels, hello.
Hi, Trina. Good to see you again.
Sarah was just saying there, just before we come in, that I should be doing these apps. I should record my voice in these apps that would send you to sleep. Thanks, Sarah. So you're saying I'm boring.
No, I'm saying you have a beautiful, calming voice, Trina.
Look at her trying to get out of this now. Right, you've been travelling again. Where have you been?
Well, I'm just back from Boston and absolutely loved it. Oh my God, it was my first time to go. So went with the kids over midterm. So yeah, it was such a different vibe to New York or Washington. I mean, it's the kind of city I thought, like it doesn't have the loud, it's not as kind of striking, I suppose, as New York at first, but it's the kind of city you nearly could see yourself living in. You know, it's just really, really lovely atmosphere, really clean, loads to do, right on the underwater. I'd say it's gorgeous in the summertime actually as well. We were there in the fall, which was fab. But really, really loved Boston. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, I was there for Patrick's Day this year. I stayed in the same hotel that you stayed.
Yeah, the Boston Harbor. Amazing.
Beautiful. Run by a fabulous Irishman, Stephen Johnson, who actually used to work with Doyle Hotels for years. And he went there for 2 years with his wife, and he promised the wife he'd be 2 years maximum. And they're still there, but 14 years later.
That is Boston.
I loved it. Yeah. I mean, I remember St. Patrick's Day morning. Talk about dedication. At 9:30, I was in the John F. Kennedy Library and Memorial Centre, which is outside of it, but it is like incredible. And they've all this, like, you can watch all the TV footage of the elections with him and Nixon and how all the stuff happened. And it's very much about his life, which is kind of nice. It celebrates kind of his whole life and stuff, not so much about the assassination and things. Boston, I mean, it has everything that you'd want, doesn't it, in a city break? Like, really, not even a city break. I mean, it's got so much, a week, 2 weeks.
Well, I just loved wandering around, like the Boston Common, the parks. You know that bench in Goodwill Hunting where Matt Damon and, Robin Williams are sitting down. You know, that bench there, we're sitting there and just taking it all in, taking the skyline. The park's gorgeous. And then all these Newbury Street, with all the gorgeous shops,
Street.
Amazing.
That goes on forever, doesn't
and then
it? Incredible.
Beacon Hill, just all the gorgeous brownstones. Like, it's really, really nice.
Yeah, the brownstones are that called.
Is it really clean?
Really, really nice. Yeah. Do you know, like, the West Village or somewhere like that in New York, but like Boston is like that everywhere. really, I loved it now.
Almost like a film set.
Yeah, exactly. And there's loads to do. One of the days we just wandered around and admired all the streets, took it all in. But I mean, there's loads of attractions, obviously, as well. I know Ed was talking about the John F. Kennedy Museum. But we went out to Harvard, which
Sarah always wanted to say that, didn't she? To Harvard, yeah.
Oh, I tell you, I swear to God, I never felt like I wanted to go to college more. It was incredible. The tour was fantastic. And my kids loved it. My daughter was like, can I go here? You know, when you're on a tour, like it was actually a student led tour. So one of the girls who was there in second year, and she was just brilliant. Every stop was really interesting. And my kids loved it as well. So it was like that Mark Zuckerberg was here, you know, invented Facebook from there. And
no way.
Yeah. And wow. Obama was here, and like all the people who went to Harvard. I mean, it's a beautiful buildings as well. Like, it's gorgeous. And Cambridge, where it is, the whole town is beautiful. So it's the oldest university. So it's a fabulous tour. I would say highly recommend doing that for anyone, and just kind of taking it all in, watching all the students there. It's fabulous.
Yeah. In terms of sports, it's a fantastic city. We went to a Boston Celtics basketball game. Oh my God, it was amazing. Like, it was 3 hours, but about 45 minutes of actual play, and then the rest is
it's all entertainment and everything.
It's the real, you know, it's the real like American experience. And
all the cheerleaders and all that.
Amazing. And the Boston Celtics won, of course, which was fantastic. But then you have Fenway Park. Oh my God, like the best, the original baseball stadium. They have the original seats there. You know, the whole thing about Babe Ruth, and you get the whole history there, Fenway. Brilliant tour to do as well. Quincy Market. I mean,
oh, I loved
like
that.
Clam chowder. Clam chowder.
And lobster rolls.
Gorgeous. The lobster rolls.
And clam chowder.
Amazing.
You just have to have them.
Yeah.
And they have these, like, you know, those big bread buns, like a big, huge, like, bap. And then they take the middle of it out and they put the soup in it.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that on the telly.
But the market, I mean, I knew it'd be kind of touristy. You know, it's a big, huge market there. It's one of the oldest markets in the States, actually. But it's actually cool.
Yeah.
It's not cheesy or corny. It's actually
stuff.
Really cool to go, and there's live music playing. There was a guy who was like Harry Styles, playing away. He was brilliant. It's definitely that the market is actually great.
Yeah, and the other thing that's brilliant, which I loved, was really authentic, was their Chinatown.
Oh, I didn't get there.
Brilliant. It's just across, it's actually just about 10 minutes walk from the Boston Harbor Hotel. Absolutely fab. Like the real deal. Like you're talking real street food, real Chinese. In fact, Barbara Church, this lady who does tours there, we met her and she took us on a tour, and she has heritage, like, you know, Asian heritage as well and stuff. But it was fantastic. Really good. Great value. That's one thing I really enjoyed. And then, I mean, things you can do from there. I mean, we got the Amtrak train for $30 to Mystic into Connecticut, and a town called Mystic, Julia Roberts.
Mystic River.
Well, Mystic River, yeah, that's
is
another
there Mystic
one.
River?
Yeah, yeah,
there
that's
is,
a really
it?
Good movie. Yeah. So on your doorstep from Boston, like from South Station, and the real Amtrak, it's the real old train experience, you know, the whistles are blowing, you get on the train, it's a big silver train, the water as well. I mean, we were
just
looking
so
from the hotel.
Like,
you could see the planes landing, Aer Lingus planes landing. And then you can get a boat, like a shuttle boat, to take you from there to Logan Airport.
You can actually get a water taxi to the airport, like Venice.
Yeah.
No way.
We were going to do it. But then I believe
and
when you get
a free shuttle, by the way, from the airport, Trina.
It's only like 10 minutes drive from the airport. It's really weird for such a big city. It feels like a town. It doesn't feel like a big city. And the fact that it is on the water, it's hard to explain.
So just say that you were going to get the water taxi.
We were going to get the water taxi. But apparently when you get to the other side, you have to get a shuttle bus in. And the guy kind of said, look, it's probably going to take you about 50 minutes. It looks cool and it's a nice thing to do in the summertime. Mm. But like 10 minutes in a taxi or the airport. So we just said,
it's funny with Boston, isn't it? The first thing that people think of Boston is, the Cheers Bar. Did you go to the Cheers Bar?
Of course.
They think that's all there is in
Boston.
Yeah,
and you can have your photograph taken with Diane and Woody and the whole lot, like it cardboard cut out. You think... They had to pry me out of that place with a crowbar. I was buying, but you can buy the glasses, the mugs, and there's an upstairs and a downstairs. So there's the recreation upstairs, then there's the real pub downstairs. So, you know, there's two things going on there. But, it's like, it's brilliant. Where everybody knows your name, Trina, you know?
Do you know, I didn't realise Ted Danson is married to Mary Steen, or what's this her name is? Who's the mother in Step Brothers.
Yeah.
Do you know the one?
Yeah,
she's real glamorous. Yeah. I didn't realise they were married, but there you go.
Yeah.
Mary Steenburgen or something is her name.
That's right.
Yeah,
she's a great actress as well. But as well as that, you were saying like the shopping is very good there as well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all over America, like, wherever you go, there's great shopping anyway. But really good. And then like inflation is down out over 2% or whatever it is at the moment, going down further. So like the value is really good as well.
Do they have a Penny's there in Boston?
They do, yeah. They have a Primark.
Primark.
They call it Primark. Very fancy.
Yeah,
they do. Yeah, it's on 10 Summer Street. Yeah, 10 Summer Street. It's right in the centre. And because I remember I bought a t-shirt there the last time I was over.
Yeah, I didn't actually.
They have outlets.
I didn't actually go over there to get you. We went to the outlets. Now, they're a bit of a trek, about 45 minutes in an Uber, or you can get a bus or whatever, but they're brilliant. So I would say definitely, because, you know, it's expensive. Like everywhere in the States, it is expensive. But the outlets are still brilliant value. They're the same as the Woodbury Common, the premium outlets. So they're really, really good.
Okay.
And you'll find loads of all the Japanese go crazy there. They come out with bags and bags of stuff.
Going mad at the shopping.
Pennies.
You need an empty suitcase. So, and actually, when you're bringing that back, do you have to declare anything or...
You can get tax back on stuff if you want. You know what I mean? I bought a great deal on a MacBook Air, like in Walmart. They were doing a deal for like $700 instead of, you know, 1,200 euros here.
But when you're coming back through Dublin Airport, you have to say, I'm after buying this stuff.
Well, I mean, I think you have a certain limit. I don't know what it is that you can bring into the country. I don't know. It's a couple of thousand or something. But I don't know anyone now who goes and declares it now, do you? I wouldn't know. I know people coming home for Christmas shopping and bags and cases.
Not for clothes and stuff like that. It's more for cigarettes and alcohol.
I'd say officially there's probably a limit of what you should be bringing in. Okay. But I don't know if there's anybody.
Now, in terms of who flies there and how easy it is to get there and the prices, what are you looking at?
So Aer Lingus fly there a few times a day.
Yeah, twice daily, I think.
Yeah, JetBlue started flying there this year as well.
Aer Lingus fly from Shannon as well, I think, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Do you remember we gave some fabulous listeners some great prizes from Shannon?
And by the way, everybody who won those trips to the States with you guys, they've all come back. I often send you on the voice notes going, they all come back and say, we're just back after taking the trip. Thank you so much to Ed and Sarah. We just had the most amazing time. Everyone's had a ball. It's been brilliant.
Yeah. No, it was brilliant. And again, I mean, you know, Shannon Airport, they're planning to do more exciting ones for next year, by the way, after Christmas. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I suppose really the other thing that strikes you about Boston is the Irishness of it, right? The Irish pubs. But the bar that I recommended for you to go.
Black Rose.
The Black Rose, yeah. Like fabulous music.
Roisin Dubh.
The Roisin Dubh. Great food. Everywhere you go, there's fab Irish pubs. You know, I mean, they're real deal because they're all Irish.
It's the second highest. After Ireland, it's the place with the most Irish people in the world is in Boston.
Wow.
After Ireland. And actually, especially at what happened with the election and everything the other day, we should really say that it is such a multicultural city. You know, Ed was talking about Chinatown. There's a fantastic Italian end. The North End is what it's called, where there's amazing Italian restaurants. It really is multicultural. Incredible diversity. There's a brand new sculpture. I can't think of it. Did you see that in the Boston Common? Incredible.
No, I didn't.
Everything about the city is, you know, is inclusive. And, you know, and I suppose it's important to point that out now.
One thing that you have to do, by the way, that I mentioned as well, the Boston Observatory. It's this incredible, you go right up to the top. Did you do
View
that,
Boston,
Sarah?
Yeah, brilliant. Really
View
good.
Boston, and yeah. You get, like, it's a big, huge, you're way up on the top of the building, and it's a glass, you have a literally 360 degree view of the whole place. But again, that's fab. So, yeah. I mean, that's something that's really, really, really good.
How long
Boston,
is the flight
that's only $15,
Boston?
By the way, from $15. 6 hours, six, five and a half, yeah. 6 hours.
It's longer going over. Like, I think it took us nearly 7 going over, but then we came back and it was only 6. So, like,
it's not the worst.
No, it's
no,
very
it's
quick.
Not. No,
it's very quick.
It's absolutely grand.
It's really good.
And another thing, particularly if anybody's thinking about it for Halloween, which is when we went with the kids, Salem. 45 minutes to Salem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Go on the ferry. Aoife, who's obsessed with Halloween, did Salem before at Halloween. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So, definitely, it's 45 minutes on the ferry up. Definitely could go for a few hours. Obviously, you could overnight. Loads of different things going on. Do a haunted happenings every year. So yeah, that's another, like, that's the thing about Boston. As I said, there's so many things. I mean, we never even mentioned in the summer Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket and all these gorgeous places you can go in the summertime.
Down to Providence,
you know. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So there's it, the, yeah. There's, it could very
and
easily
Rhode
do,
Island is only down the road. If you want to see where Taylor Swift lives, there's one of her houses.
You could very easily do a 2 week, you know, 4 nights in the city and a week on the beach, or you know, it's got a really, it's a really good combo.
And the trolley tour, you know, like what we call the hop on hop off bus, the trolley tour, but it's a trolley, so it's kind of the old fashioned kind of trolleys.
Yeah,
that's a great thing to do as well. They do the kind of festive ones and the highlights.
The duck tour as well. Like, we did, there's actually loads we never even spoke about. But like the Freedom Trail, the history of Boston.
Freedom Trail is great.
Yeah, I mean, the whole history of the city is fascinating. But like, we need another
Boston
slot
Tea Party. I know. Because so it's great. I mean, super. For me, another city that I loved, like this year that we were filming in, was Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Again, like the history of where they say, you know, like where America started. But Boston says the same, you know, kind of the history is big there as well. So
brilliant.
But
okay.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Okay. So there you have it. Boston, Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery. Thank you so much.
Boston.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World class experiences without the world class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. With direct flights from Dublin to Cleveland. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.